So there's a reason this episode is coming out on Sunday and not on Friday, and that is because this episode is all about planning for the week, which typically happens on a Sunday, and not because I was having technical problems trying to export Friday's audio. That's definitely not the reason, and I 100% planned that intentionally. I'm just kidding, guys. I had an episode planned for Friday as usual, and I don't know what was happening, but it would not let me edit or export the audio at all. So I like re-recorded. The same thing happened. It wouldn't let me edit or export the audio, and I could have re-recorded for a third time. By the time it got around to this, it was like late Thursday evening, and to be completely honest, like I didn't have the energy to record and go through all of that for it to possibly not work again. So I decided against it, and this is just a great example of like the universe was telling me not to release that episode. Honestly, like such a good example that the universe will literally send you signs to do or not to do something. So clearly it was telling me, girl, it is not time for you to release this episode. Don't be bombarding the world or don't be scaring the world with this right now. So I was like, okay, whatever, I'll listen to you. We'll come out with a different episode on Sunday because I have been wanting to do an episode like this anyways, and I feel like it's perfect. Sunday's the start of the week, and we're talking about how planning can help you be more productive with your time management and everything that's included in that. I am re-recording with a new editor that hopefully allows me to export and do all the things. So if you're listening to this, then yay, it worked. I want to welcome all of you to the episode. Quick intro. My name is Ellie, and I host this podcast titled Verbal Thoughts, where I share my thoughts and opinions and give advice on how to be the best version of yourself. So if that's something that you want to keep listening to, then by all means, follow, share, and support this episode. And of course, thank you all for listening. Like I briefly mentioned, today's episode is all about planning and how to become better at planning your days, weeks, months, whatever it may be for you. So I am a really big planner. I'm very visual, so I like having details in my schedule and I like to see everything written down so I know what is happening, where it's happening, how much time is involved, everything that is included in that. And I'm also like slightly, just a little slightly forgetful. And that's okay. Like, I'm just a girl. I'm a little forgetful. That's totally fine. And so, if like I don't write it down or set a reminder, nothing will get done. And that's no way for us to be productive with our time. Like, we're trying to be productive over here. That's why we're listening to this episode, to become more productive with our planning. And that is no way for us to be productive. I'm calling you guys all out on your bullshit right now because I'm calling me out on my bullshit right now for doing that too. Planning also helps me feel less overwhelmed and more in control of my day and what I'm doing during the day. And if plans happen to be made last minute, I won't have that guilty feeling for not finishing my to-do list since I had planned it out. So, like, I know when and what time I have to get everything done. If I have that free time to go out with friends or to do something fun, I don't feel guilty for not finishing my tasks. Or if I just want that free time to chill alone and be independent, because we also value independent time over here on this podcast, it's very important. Then that is scheduled in too. So, the very first thing before you do anything else, are y'all listening? Because this is very important, is to invest in some type of planner, okay? I don't care if it's a physical planner, your Google Calendar, your Outlook calendar, your notes app, just something where you can write everything down and it's all together in one place and it's easily accessible anytime that you need it. So, I'm a firm believer in if you write it down, you remember it. Like, I'm pretty sure that's been proven, and I'm telling you it works, which is why I like a physical planner. We know I'm a really big journaler. I'm a really big planner, agenda person, all of those things. I like it physical because it helps me remember it better when I write it down. So that's why I'm an advocate for getting a physical planner. But if that's something that's like not your cup of tea and you prefer to have it in your phone and that's more easily accessible to you, then by all means, like that's such a great option as well. So that's why I just want to make sure you guys have a place where it's easily accessible for you, so you're able to get those reminders of what you need to do throughout the day and you don't forget. Like that's tip number one to help you remember everything. And typically I'll plan my week on Sunday. Like it's the beginning of the week. It just makes the most sense unless I'm planning for the month, because obviously those days change, then I'm usually planning on a Sunday. I start with like the basic things. I start with putting the basic things down, the constants in my life that are daily that I know are not changing. So like my work schedule is consistent, my workouts are consistent, and my podcasts and editing and release days are consistent. That's personal to me. So whatever it may be for you, like your class schedule, your work schedule, training schedule, cleaning schedule, carpool schedule, whatever it may be for you, fill those days in as your base to build around. So something that I also like to do is include times of everything. Even if I know every day that I work the same time, 9 to 5, I still write it down because it's a mental thing and it helps me visualize. For example, I work 9 to 5, that's great. I know I'll be at the gym by 5:30. I want to be home by 7. So I get home at 7, I shower, I clean up, I do all those things. I start making dinner by 7:30. So it's kind of like having that schedule, those set times, those benchmarks for you to keep yourself accountable and in line with everything that you have to get done throughout the day. Sometimes when I'm planning, I'll even go into the following week. Like if I know something important is coming, so that way I can plan for it. For example, if I have a doctor's appointment in the middle of the day, I need to work my work schedule around it. Like I'll know in advance, so that way it's not an inconvenience to myself, but it's not an inconvenience to anybody else. So making sure that you're also planning for the following weeks ahead while you're doing your main planning on Sunday. So next, we fill in those random appointments, those grocery trips, any dates, plans with friends, workout classes, all of those extras that tend to change. And make sure you also write the times down with those so you know what's happening when and you won't be surprised by anything if anything pops up. Now that you've got your constants filled in and your little extras filled in, now you can see what free time that you have to schedule those fun activities that you want for yourself, or if you want that downtime, or if you want like to pick up extra shifts or anything, or you need more time to work on homework or classes, anything involved with that. Now that you have the main chunk of it filled out, you'll be able to visually see your schedule and see what time you have for what that's remaining. Now that your week is kind of like primarily filled out, now it's time to focus on the details. A girl loves details. Whether it comes to a schedule or not, give me all the juicy details. I'm very obsessed. But specifically for schedules, it helps me mentally know what's going on. So filling out the exact workouts that you're doing, where you're meeting your friends for dinner, when you're prioritizing time to work on that assignment, even what days you're doing laundry and what needs to be washed. Like, I'm serious, be so specific so nothing is left out or forgotten. Like, this is your planner. It's your schedule, and you know what works best for you, and you know how you are with your time. But if you're listening to this, that most likely means that you want to better your planning skills and your time management skills and your productivity. You want it to increase. And same as me. So that's why I'm creating this for you guys. This is just some ways that I like to do that, and I feel like would be beneficial for you guys as well. That's pretty much like the overview for the week or for the month. So I want you guys to remember that we set monthly goals here on this podcast. So making sure that some tasks or free time is scheduled and to specifically work on those as well. So we're always moving forward. We're always constantly growing. Now we're breaking it down even further and we're going day by day, baby. So typically, I like to plan my days either the night before or the morning of when I'm doing my daily journaling. Planning and a daily routine, in my opinion, go hand in hand because you are planning out your routine for the day. So if you already have a set routine, like that's perfect. Pencil her into the schedule, make sure she's there. And if not, then go listen to my episode, Establishing a Routine That is Guided by Your Goals, so you can be persuaded to create one. And once you've done that, look to see what big things you have already scheduled out for the day and fill in the other tasks that need to be completed. So the way that you have to organize it in order of importance, but also thinking what and when you have time available to complete said tasks. Prioritizing your daily tasks and ranking them by importance, and then choosing the best course of action or best time that you are able to complete said tasks. So I like to habit stack when it comes to my schedule. It makes things more efficient and less time consuming, which leaves more time to be productive with other things. And if you don't know what habit stacking is, I'll give you a brief summary, but if you're looking for details, then check out Atomic Habits. It's a phenomenal book that will make you want to get your shit together, I swear to God. So I'll have it in the show notes for you. So basically, habit stacking is a fancy way of orderly multitasking. So it's stacking your tasks in an orderly fashion so you don't waste time. For example, when cleaning, I'll do the laundry first to get that going. So while that's happening, I can do the dishes and run the dishwasher. Then I'll wipe the counters in case crumbs and things fall on the floor. I can sweep it all up at once. And by the time that's done, I can switch my laundry and then mop the floors. Like, you see how it's all planned out and falls seamlessly together? And this goes for all daily tasks that you plan. I'm just using cleaning as an example. So it can work with your school schedule. It can work with your work schedule, your chores schedule, whatever you have going on. Like, really just planning and thinking through what you have to get done and where and when things occur helps increase your productivity with everything. When you do break it down and are able to see your daily to-do list, it helps give you that visual and remember what you need to get done. Like, I literally love a to-do list, and I'll write anything and everything on it just so I can cross it off to feel more productive and satisfied. This is also a little tip for you guys, but if you're someone like me who forgets easily, then setting reminders is the biggest game changer, especially when there's something important I don't want to miss. So setting a reminder on my phone so that way it like notifies me that I have this going on and I should probably prepare for it. I have so many reminders on my phone, but it does help me to remember. So if you guys are forgetful and planning and doing everything that I'm mentioning isn't enough for you, then consider setting some reminders for yourself. And it's also really helpful with goal setting. Like, it helps keep you on track and it helps keep you motivated and helps just remember in general. I want to mention this because sometimes I get hard on myself and feel guilty for not completing everything on my list, and that's okay. And that's why we prioritize the most important tasks of the day, and everything else is a bonus. Honestly, there's no need to be hard on yourself for doing your best with the resources you have. Plus, getting one small thing done is better than getting nothing done, and it's still a step forward. So be proud of yourself for prioritizing your schedule. So this episode was more focused on the daily and weekly schedules for productivity. So quick reminder that creating a monthly and even yearly schedule with set reminders is also very beneficial when it comes to productivity and time management. And of course, it always allows for that time to check in on your goals with yourself. So if you enjoyed this episode, then make sure to rate, follow, share, all the positive things. It really does help me reach more people who may need to hear this advice from a normal girl trying to improve her life and help everybody else improve their own life as well. Before I forget, on the podcast Instagram at verbal_thoughts_, I have started to post reviews and my thoughts on the books that I mention in the show notes of episodes. So it's in a story highlight for y'all in case you are interested, need any book recommendations or anything along those lines. It's all there for you. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to catch up on all other episodes, and if you haven't done so already, and I'll be back on Friday with a new episode. This time I swear, guys, I promise I'll be back on Friday with a new episode. But anyways, I love you all. Thank you for listening. See you next week.